Russia has been banned from the upcoming Winter Olympics in South Korea. The International Olympic Committee made the announcement at a news conference earlier today.
The Russian Olympic Committee is suspended with immediate effect.
Thomas Bach is the president of the IOC. The ban is based on a report that shows long-term manipulation of anti-doping efforts in Russia, included during the 2014 Winter Olympics in Sochi.
The report clearly lays out an unprecedented attack on the integrity of the Olympic Games and sports.
WADA, the World Anti-Doping Agency, is leading the effort against that attack. Earlier this year, WADA and the IOC laid out the evidence of widespread doping in Russia, evidence that Rosie Brennan has spoken out against.
I'm the cross-country athlete rep for U.S. Ski and Snowboard.
Brennan skis professionally for Alaska Pacific University in Anchorage. Brennan says she's happy the IOC came to this decision, that the committee supports clean and healthy athletes. Six Russian cross-country skiers were found guilty of doping during the 2014 Olympics in Sochi, two of whom have been stripped of their medals. Brennan says there's no tolerance for doping on the American team.
We are held to a pretty high moral standard, and our coaches have been pretty supportive against doping. And so I think we just have the kind of culture that frowns upon doping and looks at it as a pretty negative aspect of sport in general.
So far, Sadie Bjornsson is the only Alaskan qualified for the upcoming Olympics. In a written statement, Bjornsson said it's her dream to win an Olympic medal, and she's worked hard to do that in a clean and healthy way. She says she's thankful the IOC has the same expectations for the athletes she'll be competing against at the upcoming Winter Olympics.